Blog Talk Radio.
It is wicked. Those that don't know how to be pros get evicted. A woman could bear you, break you, take you. Now it's time to romp. Can you relate to a sister's open up to make you holler and scream?
Yo, let me take it from here, queen. Excuse me, but I think I'm about due to get into precisely what I am about to do. I'm conversating to the folks who have no whatsoever clue. So listen very carefully as I break it down for you. Merrily, 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 high to happy, overjoyed. Please, with all the beats and rhymes my sisters have employed. Look, it's me going down the sound totally a yes. Let me state the position. Ladies first, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, there's gonna be some changes right there.
A woman is great to see. I know that all the fellas out there will agree with me. Not for being one, but for being with one. Cause when it's time for loving, it's the woman that gets from drawn, stepping, strutting, moving on, rhyming, cutting, and not forgetting. We are the ones to give birth to the new generation of prophets. Cause it's late.
I break into a lyrical freestyle. Grab the mic, look at the crowd and see smiles. Cause they see a woman standing up on her own two. Sloppy slouching is something I won't do. Some think that we can't flow.
Can't flow.
Stereotypes, they got to go. I'ma mess around and flip the scene into revert.
With what?
With a little touch of lady first. My mind expands throughout the universe. A female rapper with a message to send. The Queen Latifah is a perfect specimen.
My sister, can I get some?
Sure, Moni Love, grab the mic and get dumb.
Yo, praise me not for being simply what I am. Born in L-O-N-D-O and sound American. You dig exactly where I'm coming from. You want righteous rhyme and I'ma give you some. To enable you to aid yourself and get paid. And the material that has no meaning I wish to slay. Pay me every bit of your attention. Like mother, like daughter, I would also like to mention. I wish for you to bring me through the bring me. Rhythm of which is now systematically given, desperately stressing. I'm the daughter of a sister who's the mother of a brother who's the brother of another. Plus one more, all four have a job to do. We doing it, respect due to the mother who's the root of it. And next up is me, the M-O-N-I-E-L-O-V-E, and I'm first because I'm a L-A-Z-I-E.
Contact and in fact, the style it gets harder. Cooling on the scene with my European partner, laying down track after track, waiting for the climax. When I get there, that's when I attack the next man or the next woman. It doesn't make a difference. Keep the competition coming, and I recite chapter in verse. The title of this recital is Lady First.
It is Saturday, August 27, 2011. It's pregame radio. As what you heard, it is ladies' night, but I am in the building. You know, of course, due to Irene hitting the East Coast, a lot of plans have been canceled and postponed and XYZ. But hit us up 347-857-4302. We're still going to be doing all the attributes slash our Michael Jackson birthday thing, so that's pretty much going to be our throwbacks. We got Gully Beezy coming through. Hello, excuse me. Also, we got Jazz Rap, so it's going to be a action-packed, jam-packed show today. We're going to keep it going. Hit us up, 347-857-4302, and we'll be right back on Pre-Game Radio.
There we go. Okay, okay. Don't do me crazy. Okay. Hey, yo. You know what a dog needs? Know what a dog needs. chasing the cats out on the tree. Let me see what I gotta see. Do what I gotta do. Dog for life, but keep it true. Every once in a while I break out the backyard to roam and get reckless, but I still know that home is home. And when I get there, I'ma sit there, take it up there, put my there, go ahead of my business. Yeah, run till I bust my gun and empty the clip. And if I come home, gotta go, just give me the whip. I ain't got time for the lip, just open the fence. Let me go, I'll come back, I ain't got time to convince. Ever since I was a pup, I've been stuck with the streets. Keep the heat, gotta eat. I'll pass in a week, if it's out there, I want it. All at one time, when it's my time, I've done it.
You kill for me, you die for me. I know you like to rip and run the streets, but I deserve it sometimes, hey, baby. I can't help but think you might not make it home to eat. You'd be looking out for me.
Yo, you can go with the dog.
Hurricane Irene is flexing her muscle right now. She's picking up speed and momentum. So If you're one of those low-ride neighbors, please get the higher ground. I appreciate you rocking with us and you're tuning in. But we care about your safety. Get the higher ground. We'll be here next week, the weather permitting. You know, and it's really not a game. I hope everybody went stocked up on the things that they needed and not starting fights in the supermarkets and the liquor stores. Because I don't know about y'all, but it's been crazy. And before I go into another throwback, I gotta address this because I didn't get a chance to address this last night. Anyone on Twitter who participated in the trending topic Aaliyah's airplane playlist needs their ass beat. I would say that would probably be one of the most disrespectful out of left field trending topics ever. Like, you know, of course, this past was Thursday. We commemorated, you know, Tegia's passing. You know, we show love. Everybody put their favorite tracks up, what they love about it. And some members want to do Aaliyah's airplane playlist. You know, that's where they play crash-related songs or going down type songs or whatever that they're saying she would have played the night of her faithful plane crash. Like I said, you need to ask me for that, people. But hit us up. Let us know what you think. It's ladies' night. Looking black. Only Tasha B's in the building. Evans, I'm out handling hurricane preparations.
Speaking of Twitter, can I bring something up? Was anybody online last night when Amber Rose's Twitter got hacked?
No, and I may be one
nah,
of the
please
rare
elaborate. Okay, y'all, because listen,
Amber,
right? No, I just have to share this because it was hilarious to me because I really thought that shit was really going down. So, you know, I don't really get on Twitter that much anymore, but I happen to just be, you know, going through whatever. Went on Twitter. I don't follow Amber Rose, but somebody had retweeted her tweet. And basically what it said was, at Wiz Khalifa, or whatever his Twitter name is, it was like, at him, fuck you, blah, 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 like, you're just like Kanye West or something. Basically just going off or whatever. There was another tweet talking about, to at Christina Milian, talking about, hey, I've seen you in your horrible dress, you fucking whore. Like, I don't know, some craziness or whatever. Like, I really thought something was kind of popping off or whatever. But then, like, this was, like, I don't know. It was real late last night. But then, like, around, like, maybe 30 minutes after that, I don't know how this works or whatever, but it was from her verified account. She came back on to her Twitter and was like, oh, my Twitter was just hacked or whatever. Like, I don't know. But that's, like, that's the first and only time I've ever, like, actually been on Twitter while something like that was going on. So I wanted to see if anybody else got a chance to catch that because it was kind of hilarious to me.
Wow.
I haven't caught it because I personally don't care much for Amber Rose, but
I really, you know, I don't either, but it was just funny to me, like, you know what I mean? Like, I've never actually been on Twitter while one of those things, you know how you hear about it later or whatever, but I seen it, it was like 14 minutes ago, so I was like, what? I was like, oh my goodness, yo, like, I thought something was really popping off.
All right, so we're going to get into this throwback to Aaliyah track. You know, it's going to take everybody back. Like I said, we still celebrate her. We're celebrating MJ, too. So don't worry, I got MJ tracks. Still away in Gully B's, and we got Jazz Rapper coming through in the 12 o'clock hour. It's pregame radio. How about us? 347-857-4302. If you're getting up, be here with us. Keep rocking with us, and we'll be right back.
Let me see you go back. Let me see you come through. Now let me see you go back. Let me see you come here. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come here. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come here. Yeah.
It's Friday and I'm ready to swing. Pick up my girls and hit the party scene tonight. Oh, it's alright. Mm-hmm. So
Radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. Kasha being Oli here. It's Ladies Night, so still here rapping. I might call on some good stuff over there. but ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we got our featured artist, Gully BZ, in the building, rocking with us.
Wow. What it is, man.
Yo, Gully, what's good? You live?
Yo.
All right, we're good. Let's see. We're going to play some Cluster Elimination real quick. I got it. All right, so, Gully BZ, what's good, man? Let the people know, where you calling from? You know, what you repping? What you bringing to the table?
Man, I'm located in Houston, Texas right now, you hear me? I was in Louisiana, but I just came out this bitch, you know what I'm saying?
I'm still holding down
Louisiana to the fullest, you hear me? But I'm just out here, you know, I've got to make a few errors, you hear me? Got to make moves, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, we got you. So, let me know, what were some of your rap influences? Like, who did you listen to coming up? Were you a dude who listened to only people from your area, or did you listen to East Coast? Is this a West Coast? What you listen to coming up?
Well, shit, back in the booth, shit, we always came up listening to, like, you know what I'm saying? Well, shit, my junior high, we listened to them Atlanta boys. Well, Boosie and Webby, you know, they always, you know what I'm saying, was in the streets in Louisiana. So we'll bump, you know what I'm saying, and Boosie them. But shit, Atlanta was going hard at the same time, too, you know what I'm saying? Lil Jon and Eastside Boys, you know what I'm saying? They came out with what that group was? Trillville? You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, Trillville,
back then.
Yeah, I've been scrapping them, came out, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, they up there. Of course, No Limit,
okay.
You know, they're holding down New Orleans, you know, Soulja Slim, Weezy and them.
God, your accent is so thick.
My accent
Yo,
is so
I'm,
thick.
Yo, I'm loving the Southern
it
accent because
really
I know
bro.
I was in
I'm
the
just...
Carolinas. Y'all know I love the Southern accent. I'm loving it. keep on. I'm the Southern advocate. Y'all know I'm going to, like, be, like, there for every Southern artist that comes on here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And just, I had to get you on the show just for Sasha B, you know, because.
Just for me,
baby. You got to get some Southern people on there. You got to get some Southern artists. Y'all showing no love to the South.
So how did you choose your name?
How I choose my name?
Yeah.
Gully BZ, which shit, like, when I was coming up, you know what I'm saying, through high school, you know what I'm saying, my OG was calling me BZ. They're like, yeah, bees and shit like that. So, shit, when I started, I've been rapping since, like, I was 11 or whatever. I ain't never really had no name. But, shit, me and my partner, you know what I'm saying, we started rapping in the studio, and he just started saying that gully swag, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, oh, yeah, gully swag, which is gully swag. I'm gully bees, you hear me? Fuck. Gully bees. I love my name, though, you know what I'm saying? It ain't
okay.
Like I'm jocking nobody else. I just came up, you know what I'm saying, with Beezus. Probably got some Beezus out there, but I ain't never
so
heard no Gully.
What's LA stand for?
Huh?
Oh, it's Gully? Gully BZ?
Yeah,
Gully BZ. Oh, my
yeah.
bad. I thought y'all was saying L.A. BZ. Sorry, that's the L.A.
nah.
part of me. My bad.
Nah, it's G-U. It's spelled G-U-L-L-I-E. G-U-L-L-I-E. Gully.
Oh, okay.
So how long
you said? Go ahead, Black. My bad.
I just
wanted to ask some questions before we heard his music.
I'm about to get upset because it's supposed to be ladies' night and Brooklyn keeps butting in and not letting us handle that.
Yeah, it's ladies' night. I
didn't
say your name. Yo, you see how they
go ahead,
right? Foster. I'm chilling. I'm in the
background.
Now,
I'm
trying to wait.
I have a question
wait.
For you.
Okay.
All right, this is supposed to be the, you know, the Southern advocate. Where have you performed at in the South? Because, you know, I have a strong following out there, and the music industry, it's its own world out there. But where have you been performing at in the South?
Well, shit, in the South, you know what I'm saying, Louisiana, I was coming up, and shit, I would perform, like, you know what I'm saying, in my hood, man, service. Like, we stay in a Balls Parish. Like, we don't go by counties or nothing like that. You know, we're the only state with
mm-hmm.
parishes. So
mm-hmm.
we can call a Ball Parish where we located at and shit, everybody, you know what I'm saying, they got beaucoup people come You know what I'm saying? I perform, you know what I'm saying? They got
cool,
this called a VFW in Mansura. They got a, we got a sports bar. We got a sports bar in Marksville. That's where Bayless at. MTV came to Bayless over there. It was right down the road from Bayless, the sports bar. I want to get in
okay.
Bayless because that's the livest club.
So you saying pregame radio needs to come out there and check you out, huh?
Man, what? What?
I'm like, we got a trip to Bourbon Street, guys.
Bourbon, what shit? Y'all, what you talking about, New Orleans? Man, New Orleans.
Yeah.
3 hours
away.
We gotta
go check that out while we out there.
Oh, yeah. It's my way. I'm brought up at, though, but we still be grinding, you know what I'm saying? That's all day, every day.
That's what's up. Well, this first track, which track are we going to do first, Brooklyn Black?
Man.
Oh, okay.
I got to play.
Talk,
I got to play that rolling and tripping, man.
I can talk, though? Yeah, you can talk now. You have the permission to talk from Tasha.
You got the floor.
Yeah.
You got the floor.
For real, he's a
host. Tasha just gave you permission.
Yeah, it's ladies' night. Come on, only ladies' night. You know how we get down.
All right. So, tell us about this rolling and tripping joint, man.
Man, that rolling and tripping joint, man, that's like, y'all hollering about, y'all want to go to Bourbon, right? Man, that's like kind of the vibe, you know what I'm saying? They're probably a bump. Rules, you know, the Bayou Boy, that's Le Boost in them, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's kind of, this Louisiana Southern hospitality, you know what I'm saying? Rolling and tripping.
I always wanted to club me, Southern hospitality.
That's what we're doing, rolling and tripping. It's ladies' night. We'll be right back. Tasha B and ODF taking over. It's ladies' night. We got Gully B's in the building. Jess, that's what coming through later. But it's up. We're going 785-74302.
Shout out
to
homies and the people in the down with me, rocking. And we'll be right back. Here we go, Gully Beezy, rolling and tripping on pregame radio. Well, I'm in this bitch. Well, I'm nigga, I'm a ball parrot. What you mean, boy? Time to hang. Don't kill me, start to hit this ass up. The party down, they got some hoes in this bitch. Man, it's about to go down. I'm on them figures, man. I got the weed rolled up. Hit the club, too. Man, a nigga swag up. Man, I'm rolling, tripping, rolling, tripping. 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 Man, get the drink, get the cup, throw your face up. Louisiana straight trouble, got a double up. Of all Paris entertainment, nigga, get the fuck. Big fine yellow bones, yeah, they cutting up. I got behind, I got a horn, and now she rumbling up. I got a wig, got a sweet, now we cut it up. I'm in the middle of the floor, you better bag back. I got 100 niggas with me, yeah, we buy that. Really started on them niggas, bitch, I'm in here. I'm at the bar, I ain't paid to get in here. Bitch, I'm gully, you know the deal, bitch, it's been clear. You wanna scrap, you wanna box, then let's go, bitch. I'm outside with them hoes that can super rich. If you ain't bout the money, boy, you ain't nothing free. I got sons with big choppers and big clips. Man, we don't give a fuck. They cutting up. Don't get me started. Bitch, I suck the party down. They got some hoes in this bitch. Man, it's about to go down. I'm on them figures, man. I got the weed rolled up. Hit the club too fresh. Man, a nigga swag up. Man, I'm rolling, tripping, rolling, tripping. 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 Don't sit, I'm about dead, bitch, I count them sick. Big bread, throw your cash out, bring it back. 100 niggas with that fool, man, we don't give a fuck. They got me rolling and tripping, nigga, we living up. Can I help you with something, man, where your drink is? I'm getting fucked up with my niggas, man, I'm in here. Man, all them hoes on me, cause I keep it real. Louisiana, piss of swag, man, I keep it clear. Too fresh, too hood, they gotta love me. If a nigga lookin' stupid, he gotta see me. A real nigga don't play no game with all that shit of hangin'. Before a nigga flash out, man, I'ma get the hangin'. Anything get out of line, man, I'ma handle something. You ain't real, you a fake, man, you ain't bout nothing. I'm knockin' shit out, get it off your chest, boy. Stay folk, grab it, too. Man, I'ma stress them, boy. Don't get me started,
your bitch, I suck the party down. They got some hoes in this bitch. Man, it's about to go down. I'm on them figures, man. I got the weed rolled up. Hit the club too fresh. Man, a nigga swag up. Man, I'm rolling, tripping, rolling, tripping. Man, I'm rolling, tripping, rolling, tripping. Man, I'm rolling, tripping, rolling, tripping. Man, I'm rolling, tripping, rolling, tripping.
Yes, we're live back. Pre-game radio, that was a new joint from Gully Beezy. It's ladies night. We got Tasha B, Holy Holding It Down. And I ain't going to say nothing until I get called on again. But just put it out there, I like the track, though. And that's all I'm saying. Gully, I like the Gully.
You like that, dog? Man, that's, man, that's
Holy,
real shit, dog.
Holy,
yes,
you can
Tasha.
Go first. I have a whole lot I have to ask, so I'm going to let you go first. I'm going to be the Southern critic, so.
Okay, you go ahead. No, okay. Personally, you know, I don't really listen to a lot of down south music, but from what I've heard and everything, you guys have your own style of music out there, right? Don't you guys have a name for it?
Yeah, it's just club banging as all.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought that was a different name for it. But okay, so what inspires you?
What inspires me?
Yeah, like that song in particular. Like, why don't you tell us about that song? Like, what made you write it? What, you know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Before you answer the question, let me add to it. With what she's saying, I want to know the definition of rolling, tripping. I got an idea, but I want you to elaborate. And the real keep 100.
Man,
is
my goal not?
Yeah.
Man, we don't got nothing else to do. You know what I'm saying, in the booth. We don't got nothing else to do. So, you know what I'm saying, we all together, you know what I'm saying, we go by clicks, and we just be chilling. We just be rolling and tripping, cutting up, clowning. We get fucked up, you know what I'm saying, that's to the max, you know what I'm saying. We'll cook a pot, like they say, we're going to cook a pot on them. You know what I'm saying, cook a pot,
okay.
Everybody get together. Man, you know what I'm saying, we getting it in, you know what I'm saying.
Don't make me hungry now. Hold on.
But that good Southern cooking, I need to make some cornbread.
Oh, my God. I could close my eyes right now and just picture it. What's up? What's up, Goli? Come on, man. You get down?
I don't know if I'm going to get down, but I'm Southern style,
so I might have to cook for the cook.
Man, we eat everything.
I gotta get this out the way. Hold up. I gotta get this out the way. I want to give a big shout out to everyone who was on the check-in from Virginia. As y'all know, they wanted to say that I got hit severely by Irene.
Everybody
on the check-in from 804, and they're rocking with pregame video. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hope you guys are safe. Now I'm saying hit one on the keyboard. Give us a play-by-play exactly what's going down in your area right now, if you can, if you want to. All right, ladies, I'm done. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Ole, you got anything else, honey? Because I got a couple questions.
No, I can go right ahead. I might, you know, whatever, say what I got to say, but girl, take it.
All right, number one, let me say, first off, I like the track. I really do. I grew up in the South. I'm from Brooklyn, but I grew up in the South, so, you know what I'm saying? I understand Southern music is what I love, is what I do. My first question is, have you ever been compared to Manny Fresh? Because Manny Fresh is one of my favorite, like, down South personalities that I really got into, and I kind of got that vibe from you, like that whole Manny Fresh hyped up, good time, living the good life type vibe. And have you gotten that before?
Nah, I ain't never got that. Real talk.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I was doing
some underground type shit, you know, that's it, underground.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to let you know, to me, you have a feel reminiscent to Manny Fresh. And,
I heard that too.
90s. Yeah, you heard the Manny Fresh,
yes,
right? The delivery style was very different.
Yes, very familiar.
That's New Orleans.
Yeah.
That's a big easy in New Orleans. Shout out to them all day. Shout out to them all day.
I know you were referring to Lil Bootsy earlier. I heard some of your style within your actual bars. I heard Lil Bootsy, like little bits and pieces, very reminiscent of that. I know you said he was one of your, influences or what have you, you know, in the South, that's basically all we listen to. Boosie go hard, he speaks the truth. So what do you feel like you take from Lil Boosie and you bring to your music that, and you make it differently? How do you make it different?
Man, like the streets, man, like in the streets, man, we feel like, man, we can't trust nobody. I don't know why I like that, but we just feel like we can't trust nobody. And, like, some niggas, you know what I'm saying, get out the mud, like they say, you know what I'm saying? Niggas be wild, you know what I'm saying? And Boosie just get, you know what I'm saying, spit it to you how he did it, you know what I'm saying, how he handled it, you know what I'm saying? That's how we got to handle it, you know what I'm saying? We got to either make it or break it, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Understandable. Now, I got one more question as far as the actual music itself. Are you guys, I don't know if you have a mixtape release or not, but are you going to do a Chopped and Screwed version? Because me personally, when I'm on Cloud 39, I love me some Chopped and Screwed, and that song was
Chopped
really good.
Man.
Chopped and
Screwed. I'm in the city of the Chopped and Screwed right now, you know what I'm saying? I got the song down as big. I wish I could find somebody that can chop and screw my shit up on some shit, though.
I might have somebody for you. You need to link up with me after the show. We can discuss some stuff, but definitely, I think your music would sound great, Chopped and Screwed, because, I mean, it's, you got your Atlanta artists. It's mainly Atlanta, Louisiana, Texas that does all the Chopped and Screwed stuff, so I could see you doing that. I guess my next question now is, where do you see yourself a year from now?
Man, a year from now? Well, shit, last year I started under the bricks, but this year I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I turned it up a notch, you know what I'm saying, and I listened to what Dre said. Dre said all that, I don't feel like next year, boy. But shit, he said that made me want to come harder, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you mean? You know what I'm saying? I can't come hard like that. I'm coming hard. I got to come hard. If the Lord, you know what I'm saying, the Lord say so, then I'm going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
That's off the gate.
Go ahead. It's there for the taking, you know. The South really needs to stand up big, hard body because there's a lot of stuff going on down there that people don't know anything about and it needs to get out. That's exactly why we do pregame radio and things of that sort, because it's people out here going to get heard about. And you said a year from now you're trying to be on some extra stuff. What about 5 years from now? Who you coming after? Do you have somebody you're trying to take down, or is there somebody you look up to that you feel like you want to, you know, possibly not necessarily repeat their career path, but, you know, go to the same level of success that they have? I mean, is there anybody out there that influenced you that well?
Man, in the game how it is right now, you have, you know what I'm saying, you have to connect. Like, you know what I'm saying, you have to connect. Like, so, like, I connect with Ross, and then I turn around and connect with Wiz, and I turn around and connect with, you know what I'm saying, 3-6 Mafia or something like that. You know, all them boys connect. But I feel like niggas should want to connect with me, because, man, if I make it to that top like that, then, shit, I didn't earn mine. And, shit, you got to holler at me. But on Maybach Music, man, they own it. You know what I'm saying? I want to come up there with Meek Mills. You know what I'm saying? Meek Mill don't.
Yeah, Meek Mill just performed out here last night in Queens. So, yeah.
Good chair.
Yeah, they on it up here. So, I mean, I want to see that level. Every artist that comes through here, I want to see them succeed. Oli, anything else for him?
Yeah. I mean, okay, so what are you, why don't you tell us and the people that's listening, like, what are you doing right now? You know what I'm saying? And also, like, for other artists and everything like that, what would you say the best advice is for them?
The best advice?
Yeah, and also, what are you doing right now, like, currently? Like, what do you got going on? Like, you got any shows coming up or any, you know what I mean? Like, you in the studio, you coming out with something? Let us know.
Well, shit, when I was in Louisiana, say, like, a month and a half ago, you know what I'm saying, I was working on an album, you know what I'm saying, I don't call it Deep in the Woods, but shit, you know, since it's some underground stuff, then everything, you know, kind of get messed up. I didn't drop, like, 7 tracks, you know what I'm saying? And all I needed was, like, 5 more tracks to go. But a dude I'm supposed to get my beats from, you know, he ain't never transformed over or made the beat like he said. You know what I'm saying? Time was running out. I knew I was going to have to make a move to come to Houston. You know what I'm saying? So time ran out from him. Like they said, he be bushing on some shit, but that's still my nigga. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, right now, I'm about to go to school Monday at Houston Community College. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go in this business and try to get it in, you know what I'm saying? Because I think music is like a plan B on some shit, because I have to have another career to make my money to make that shit happen. You know what I'm saying? That's where my mind at.
Okay. I have one more question. This is kind of personal. Me personally, I've always loved the Southern accent. Since it is Ladies' Night, if you had an opportunity to spit one line to the baddest female in all of
the South and all of the U.S., all of the world, what would you spit to her and give me your best Southern accent with it? I mean, it's ladies' night. We got to get sexy with it.
Man, ladies' night? Man, my old lady in there laying on the sofa mad at me. I don't know why. She just looking at me all crazy, but I can get on the phone to her.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Send the line to your old lady. That's what's up.
What y'all want me to spit for right now?
You can apologize to her, whatever. I just want
right,
to
hear
quick
to
holler at you.
She's not listening now. You know
fine.
She can. Yeah, yeah.
Look,
she's not listening
look,
right
look,
now. You know
look,
she can play it back.
Say hi. Look, say hi. Say hi.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? Say what's
hello.
Your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, she the one got me on my feet out here. She the one brought me to Houston, you know what I'm saying? Got me somewhere to stay where I can lay my head. And, you know,
that's
I get all my
things. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Hey, it's later, man. I'm going to put
girl.
She got a robe on, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. You know what? For ladies night, quick shout out for all them ladies out there right now that's holding it down, especially holding it down and supporting their men. Real talk.
Shout out to my girl Savannah. She holding down her two men, her two kids. Shout out to her. That's what I'm talking about. But anyway.
Here he go. Oh my gosh.
Hey, I can introduce y'all to somebody right quick.
Yeah.
Man, I got my nigga I grew up with, you know what I'm saying? We blow like we with Khalifa and Currency. You know what I'm saying?
All
Pimples,
right.
You on the line? Pimples, you on the line, man? Pimples. Oh, that nigga hung up. He's scared. But I told him just be on the phone listening, telling him what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So I can have a witness of what I'm doing. But he hung up. He's scary.
All right, but we got more tracks from Gully to play. Tell us about the Fuck You joint, man.
Man, Fuck You? Man, it's like Fuck You. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't, you know what I'm saying, the type of shit I'm on, if you ain't about getting money, or if you on some other shit, like, you know what I'm saying, trying to bring a nigga down, man, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Why are you on me? You know what I'm saying? You don't know me. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. All I can say is it's ladies' night. That's all I. And we'll be right
Dale.
Back.
I'm about to be ready.
Nigga, who is Zoo? You don't know me. You don't be in the hood. No, it ain't all good. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. For real.
Hey. Why you on me?
Me.
You don't know me.
Me.
You don't keep the street.
Street.
You don't know B.
B.
You don't know C.
C.
You don't keep it real.
Real.
You don't keep it trill.
Trill.
My nigga lie kill.
Man nigga
fuck you.
Fuck
man nigga
you.
Fuck you.
Fuck
man nigga 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 fuck you. Motherfucker.
Nigga who is you?
You.
I don't know you.
You.
You ain't from the booth.
No,
I don't fuck with you.
Say nigga, what's your name?
What's your name?
Nigga, I don't bang.
I don't
hold
bang.
Up. Get back.
Get back.
Say nigga, what you saying? You don't see these goons here. Say boy, look a hill. Go back where you come from. Nigga, it ain't safe still. Meet me in the slum. AP all dumb. Nigga got that iron. I ain't flitching, better run. Dumping while you running. Don't look back. If I don't fuck with you, then nigga, that's that. Nigga, I'm a G.
Z.
In the street,
street,
being talking heat,
heat,
being knowing teeth. The hood play you face, so
nigga
better flee.
If you
come around here, then nigga dead me. AP, y'all D, way in the gal,
gal,
nigga talking nine,
wow.
Nigga talking strout.
Bitch.
Why you on me?
Me.
You don't know me.
Me.
You don't keep the street,
street.
You don't know B,
B.
You don't know T,
T.
You don't keep it real,
real.
You don't keep it trill.
Trill.
My nigga lie kill.
Man nigga
fuck you.
Fuck
man nigga
you.
Fuck you.
Fuck
man nigga 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 fuck you. Motherfucker.
Nigga nigga nasty. Hoes wanna flash me. Why don't she say bitch don't ask me. Nigga keep it rolling. Nigga lame joking. Holler at me later. Matter of fact don't approach me. Yeah it's all good.
Good.
come to the hood. And if you get dumped, well, nigga, I ain't do it. Stay your own ground. Hold my section down. Boys all G's. Ain't no fucking round. Nigga, man, it's roll call. Nigga, man, we all ball. Too many niggas. Plus, nigga, we want it all. Boots, that's my nigga. Truth, that's my nigga. Let murder dance, man. Man, all y'all my niggas. Bitch, I kill ya if you fuck with them. And man, Sarah, Cotton, and Poe, all y'all my niggas. Boy, ain't no place for us, so don't you play with me. And if you owe me money, I'm busting at the face. Why you want me?
Me.
You don't know me.
Me.
You don't keep it street.
Street.
You don't know B.
B.
You don't know T.
T.
You don't keep it real.
Real.
You don't keep it trill.
Trill.
My nigga lie, kill. Man, nigga, fuck you.
Fuck.
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 Man, nigga, fuck you. Man, nigga, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Chase Baker, and every Friday night I'm locked in with Brooklyn Black and Tasha B on pregame radio. Feel me?
Feel me? Feel me? Feel me? Feel me? Feel me?
Yeah, we're live back, pregame radio. Gully B's in the building. 347-857-02.
Yo, I think you need a hug.
Yeah, like, I'm going to break something now listening to that shit.
Like, real shit. Like, you know when Eminem's album came out and everybody wanted to kill everybody or something? Like, you mad? Good. So what made you go into the studio and record that joint?
Man, I wrote it, you know what I'm saying, when I had a bootleg studio. And, man, I was like, man, I got to drop this, you know what I'm saying, when I got, you know what I'm saying, kind of up the. I'm like, man, I got to drop this one again. So I dropped it. Thumb. You know what I'm saying? That's some real shit because I put on, like, for my whole parish, you know what I'm saying? And, like, how it is out there, you know what I'm saying? I was one of the first niggas that was in the game. So in order for me to, you know what I'm saying, to change my atmosphere and to change my community, you know what I'm saying, I had to get cool with everybody. And that's everybody, town, Cottonboy, Mansura, Bonky, Sunsport. You know what I'm saying? I had to get cool. And once I did that, man, everybody would just start click-clack. You know what I'm saying? So really, you know what I'm saying, kind of the crowd kind of went down. I feel kind of good about that. You know what I'm saying? Just keep to yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Well, I tell them, don't worry about nobody else. Long as you got church. Fuck you. Fuck them.
Hey, I dig it. If I had dreads, I'd be shaking my dress to that shit, jumping in the air and shit.
Yeah, I got my dress taken on.
Right. I definitely feel that. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said nothing. I'm back in the background.
Okay, well, all right. So, is that these tracks that we're listening to, is this off of a mixtape or album, or are these just tracks that, you're trying to get heard, you're trying to get... Like, are you trying to get feedback? What's up?
Yeah. Well, really, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really never got heard like that. And when I came to the little studio, League of Dope Records, where they were like, well, you down with League of Dope Records? So I'm like, all right, well, I'm just dropping shit. We dropping mixtapes. So, yeah, you can say that's a mixtape.
Right.
But they're rolling and tripping on the album.
Right. So, you know who this is, right? This is Oli speaking. I know you said you was in school, everything like that, and so you do music. Is music something that you're planning to do for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I mean, man, look, my daddy told me that. My daddy said, because I told him, he said, what you going to school for? I said, business. He said, what you going, you know what I'm saying, man, I'm still Ben. I said, I'm trying to get this music company, right? He was like, oh, man, you need to leave that on the side. But once he said that, I knew then, shit, I still got to go for music because they he wanted one that, you know what I'm saying, I want me to do it. You know what I'm saying, trying to make me do something else. So I know I got to do it. You know what I'm saying, just
right.
A storm.
Okay.
I got proof that, you know what I'm saying, I want to go to school. Like, I know everybody in the game with J. Cole went to school. You know what I'm saying, Wayne went to school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's always good to, you know, gain knowledge on what it is that you're trying to do. So, you know, definitely big ups on that and everything. My only thing that I want to say to you, just as, you know, just as somebody that loves music and somebody, you know, in the industry, working my way up as well, like, I just feel like if you really want to do this, like you said, forget what everybody said, even in the song, you like, if you listen to that song right there, you know what I mean? I heard every lyric, everything that you said, and just like you said about your pops and everything like that, he's telling you not to do it. That's when you knew, all right, this is what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? So, finally, like, if you really feeling it, like, then this is just my advice to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you really gonna do this, and if you go to school, everything, whatever, like, I would really work on the quality of the sound of your music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, spend that bread. You feel me? Like, you know what I mean? Like spend that bread on that on the production. You know what I'm saying? Because it makes so much of a difference. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
So, that's all I'm saying.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was saying they had a cool, what it was, the Houston Art Institute or something like that, and I'm going to go to school for, you know what I'm saying? And I was
big up on that, because, yeah, I mean, anybody that's getting into the music game, they got to know their business. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a big part of the game is the business. So big up to you for being smart on that.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
No doubt. Is Tasha B still in the building? What's up?
She just stepped out of course. That's why I got all quiet. So actually, I got to step back up into the limelight. Damn right.
Brooklyn Black.
We got one more belly track. You know what I'm saying?
Let's hear it.
Is that on my level? I'm low key.
I want to know about this one.
Damn, I thought it was I'm on my level, but guess I'm low key. I got. You know what I'm saying? Young Status, I got Lil Murd on that track. You know what I'm saying? My boys, I put it down with a Suspect. You know, it's all legal dope. If you look me up on YouTube, Gully D's, you know what I'm saying? You're going to see every track we did. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm low key. I'm low key is like made of, you know what I'm saying? We just be ducked off in the hood getting money. We grinding. You know what I'm saying? We don't come out. We come out at night.
And Tasha B's back.
Yeah, my bad about that, yo. I had a technical difficulty.
But it's all good. You know, Kelly B, I'm low key. You're gonna do the damn thing. It's pretty good. We'll be right back.
Y'all
you know,
started a little murder.
In a little bit. So, it's gonna be a kind of a lot. So, and I got a question for the ladies, too. And we'll be right back.
Focus at all times, never slipping, but I'm pistol-lippin', acting like your status ain't about me. If you looking for for me, yeah, but I be cooking up the brick. Comfort stacks up in my pockets, bitch, you know that I'm the shit. Look out the lip, brick out the brick, I'm smoking on that purple shit. Why them haters hating on me, cause I'm on some different shit. On them shit, but sipping never, never worrying about you niggas. Bought them triggers, buy the figures, end up all up in the ripple. What you saying, what you mean? Bitch, I'm low key, nigga, on the grind for this money, bitch, I'm out my fumes.
I ain't worried about no nigga, cause I kick my flip. I'm in the hood every day. You can't find me, nigga. Bitch, I'm bout my figure. Bitch, I drink my liquor. Don't try me, nigga. Bitch, I'm low key, nigga. I ain't worried about no nigga, cause I keep my flip. I'm in the hood every day. You can't find me, nigga. Bitch, I'm bout my figure. Bitch, I drink my liquor. Don't try me, nigga. Bitch, I'm low key, nigga.
Yeah, we're live back to Game Radio. We got Sully Beezy in the building. You know,
wow.
Holy, it's ladies' night, but I'm here.
Lady. Shout out to the ladies.
That was,
we're the ladies back.
Yeah.
The ladies.
Like, that kind of reminded me of that top left back shit from T.I. Like, that shit you bump. You know, you call them.
That reminds me of the 3 Six Mafia. Yeah, that track was way more. I like that was the best track out of the three that I heard. You say the best for last. I love the energy of that. I love the energy. It just made me want to do my little swag shuffle bound. Yeah.
I ain't worried about them.
No doubt. Big shout out to Gully Beezy. Thanks for coming through, my dude. Before we let you go, it's kind of tradition here. That the artist, you know, spits out top of the dome, but of course we got a couple, you know, guidelines simple to follow. Got to be current. All right. So somewhere in there, just throw in, you can throw in Pregame Radio, Tasha B, Oli, Ladies Night, The Hurricane, you know. Throw it in there like that. And also, let the people know where they can hear your music, see your videos, and everything like that.
Yeah. Go to YouTube, man. Gully Beezy, you know what I'm saying? Should be www.youtube.com/CoreyBonTone. That's my whole name.
Are you on Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah, you can follow me at Gully Beezy, CBZ4, you know what I'm saying, Twitter. It's going to pop up. MySpace, I got Buku songs on MySpace. I like MySpace now. It ain't like you can chat. It's like a music site now.
Yeah, MySpace has definitely been taken over by the music industry. I be trying to tell people about that. Everybody's like, MySpace is not popping. I'm like, nigga, if you're in music, MySpace is popping.
People
gonna listen. Yeah. All right, so let's get into it. Gully Beezy freestyle, straight off the top.
Swag. I can swag it out.
Swag it out. You better. I'ma be your hype man, your hype lady. Swag it out.
Wow. I'm gonna put it like this. Man, you know me, I'm in the hood like a light pole. I'm in this bitch. Ain't nobody fucking with me, man. I'm in this bitch. You know the game so right, man. I love it tight. You try to play the motherfucker, man. A shark gon' bite. I put it down for my niggas. Yeah, we in the hood. We smoking good. Yeah, we trying to get it out the hood. Man, fuck Hollywood shit. I ain't going to jail. Fuck them devils and them niggas. And I ain't going to hell. I put it like this, nigga. You play me, bitch. I'm about my squilla. And I tackle a nigga, man. I'm straight and I'm getting all the money I'm getting. All the paper I'm chasing. Fuck them niggas, man. I'm running, man. I'm fucking racing. I put it down for the women. Yeah, what it do? I'm in the building. What it do? Shit, holla truth. You know the game so right. Put it all night. And I'm in this bitch fucked up. Get it all night. Gully.
Okay. Big shout out to Gully Beezy. Louisiana stand up. Houston stand up. Both you see
Louisiana.
You proud.
8 pounds.
Press 1 at any time.
You be proud of this artist here. He's definitely been big business, especially since he came through the pregame radio. So, we're looking out. Thanks for coming through. Oh, and we got some callers in the line for. We let you spit and split. Last 4 digits is 2583. You're live on Free Game Radio. What's good? Where you calling from?
Hey, yo, this is Matt Burner, caller from good old Richmond, Virginia.
What's good?
Hey, yo, Black, yo, touch him down, see what's up with the family, man. Been in the studio hard getting this music thing together. I heard the songs, and I really like it. You know, I like him, man. I like his flavor. I like what he's doing. And I really like, you know, I'm supporting everybody that's out there trying to do that right thing. You know what I mean?
Appreciate it, big dog.
Yeah, yeah. So my own management company that I signed, yeah, Black, thank y'all too, man. I got signed up with One Dream Zero Distraction Entertainment. They out in Nevada. Yeah, they want me to do a show out there with Drake, but my PO said y'all got me out here dealing with earthquakes and hurricanes and shit, so it's all good. Yeah, but keep doing what you're doing, man. Yeah, like I said, they gave you good, piece. It's going to take a little money to get that right sound, you know? So, you know,
yeah.
I'm out here. I ain't got no job or nothing, but they got me working in the homeless shelter. So I just, whatever money I get, I put all that into you because you are who you are, you know?
Yeah.
Funky music like you know, man. Gorilla put that drug.
For sure, man. I appreciate that, man.
And the South is in the building tonight on Pregame Radio. For real. Shout out to the homie Nat Burner. We'll get to a couple of his tracks a little later on. Big shout out to Gully Beezy. Let's get to this next caller, 8202. You're live on Pregame Radio. What's good? Who's this? Where you calling from?
It's Lady Still. What's up?
Oh, what's up, Still? What's up?
I'm calling from my mama's house. That's what I'm calling from.
Hola.
What's up?
Hey, Heather's in the building. So for Christmas ladies right now, we got Lady Phil, we got Holy, we have Heather in the building. What's good?
I had to check in late.
Heather, what's good? What's that thing? Ain't ready yet. So we're still here doing damn thing. You know, it's got to be again. Hey. Hurricane Irene is doing its worst. If you guys look out the window, it is pouring. So, hope you guys are ready and well prepared. But, we're going to get into this Johnny Swagger featuring our artist who's on the way. Jazz the Rapper. We'll be right back.
Ho, ho, right. TGO on maximum. Hood, Rick Ryan Treason on maximum. We getting bottles, spending money. Ho,
you see that bling blow. Bitches on my dick now. Haters hating like he think he the shit now. They saying Johnny got a little cocky attitude. Now my swag been flying on his highest altitude. Not looking at y'all, I'm looking past y'all. I'm so fly, man, I come through for NASCAR. I live that fast life, good or dope for NASCAR. I'm the pilot, nigga, you just a passenger. It doesn't matter, bro, hate all you want. I'm on my bullshit, order what you want. Rosé for the bitches, Henny for my niggas. Great ones do great things, ladies. Fuck with us.
Hold up, let me get a little piece of it. Music is my drug, strap me up, cause I need a fix. Also, dealer, hit me up if you need a hit. Lies all around me, baby, cause I be the shit. You ain't know, I does this, remember that. Put me on the track, it's going down, I'ma timber that. I'm good for your ears, something like a winner hat. Mary, no one's fucking with me, but we won't get into that. Bitch, be the team, y'all cue the click. Got so if it ain't about the dream, you ain't saying shit. Now, I got my buzz up soon, I'll be getting on. Jazz in the pond, but this ain't the Harlem Renaissance.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I does this.
You can tell they frontin', do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
Nope.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talk about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about. Hot damn, what I've been baking. For punchlines to them slick statements. I know them lame hated. Nasty on the track, still sit relevant. Love the blackout in this bitch like Carl Nettison. Never are you better than me. No, I'm ahead of them. Pockets looking crazy like he just reached the settlement. Y'all niggas delicate. Big, you ain't never lie. Living life in high definition like it's televised. I'm on fire like a heat wave. Summertime, Times Square, waiting for the D-train. Wrist freeze, man, do as I please, man. Yankee fitted rugby on, true religion, jeans.
Okay, stupid ninja turtle flow. Now I get so many ooh.
and eyes on me every time I'm stepping through. I can't lie, run through paper like shredders do. Old five commercial girl, I'm just better, boo. Who I gotta impress? Wait, spell it, I'm pressed. Four times, so I'm clocking out with interest. Go apply for a real job, sir, cause all your rhymes suck like a teenage white girl, and that's just ridiculous. Better yet, frivolous. Catch me at these offices, handling my business. Get a whiff of this who I like. Friday got more jump off than suicide.
Once again, who's the topic of discussions? You gotta love it, Dad, tell them.
I does it.
You can tell they frontin'. Do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
No. Nope.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about.
Radio Ladies Night, and all the ladies in the building. Ladies Dale,
the shiznit. One more chance. That's all he's begging for.
Oh, in the building. We here doing the damn thing. So I'm backing out again. You know, ladies, what's going on?
Irene, obviously. That's the lady of the night.
Oh, yeah, that bitch. That's what I'm calling Irene
yep.
right now. Like, everybody
Black,
I know
you said
Irene is on my shit list.
It's ladies' night, all right.
Yeah.
Glad
exactly
you said you had a question for the ladies, right?
Somebody can hit me up on Facebook and say, since it's ladies' night, there's this new trend going that that dudes are having these double off where they've been having relationships with other women, and then they find out about the baby through Facebook or Twitter when they post pictures up. Now, my thing is,
I said
there's allegedly this new trend going where these guys who have relationships or whatever, baby, then XYZ, they go and, you know, they'll meet the next one or whatever through Facebook, and she doesn't know, and then she doesn't know about it until she has a, until she sees on Facebook or Twitter a picture of the baby or whatever. Now, me reading that, like I said, it's more of a, like a side chick issue.
I've actually been seeing that a lot within the past 2 weeks. Like, guys that I had no idea were expecting at all. Like, guys trying to talk to me and stuff, and then I see the picture uploaded, like, oh, I'm a dad. I'm like, what?
Out of nowhere, right?
Like, heck, yeah, out of nowhere, I swear.
You know what? I'm going to keep it 100.
Oh,
I'm going to put it to be, like, history out here. My first boyfriend, like, little real boyfriend who happened to, you know, take the V, he had a kid on the way that he didn't tell me about it, and, you know, I had to break up with him because of that. But, I mean, that's crazy. Like, what's going on with this whole with the girl and then got a baby on the way for
it? I've seen it, like, a lot within the past 2 weeks, and, like, these chicks, like, one guy, he got blasted so bad, and he wanted to lash out, like, oh, y'all some hating-ass bitter hoes, but it's, like, you putting yourself out there like you're single or you're a bachelor. You know, you made no mention of it. Like, that's somebody's choice if they want to be involved with
you. And that's a big thing, because with women, I feel like we should have the option to deal with a stupid baby mama or not. I really honestly think that's up to us, and for a guy to sit up there and hold the information from us because he carries no C-section scars, no stretch marks, it's easy for him. But I think it's so fucked
up
because
it's like this
a situation
one,
that's hard to be in.
This one guy in particular.
You can't tell.
We were getting to know each other.
Brad, look what you done started. Like, we could go on and on about this.
No,
oh,
because this
God.
One guy in particular, when we first, like, started speaking, you know, general questions. Oh, you got kids? I'm like, no. I asked him, like, you got kids? Like, no. Like, that was your opportunity to say, no, I don't have any now, but I'm expecting one. And he didn't. Just
exactly.
Ended up, oh, my baby boy is
and
about to be here.
And that's where the deceit comes in at, you know, like. At the end of the day, I want to know what I'm getting myself into, because when you meet me, you're going to know I have a child. So I'm not going to throw you into the freaking bullpen like, hey, guess what? I don't have any kids. I'm single. No, you know, I'm free. No, I'm not. I come with a tail, and you need to know that. Even if that child's not here yet, it is expected to be told.
Even my ex-husband, he just had a baby girl, and he stole my name. That's the only reason why I'm pissed. Like, he took my name that I had pre-planned for my baby girl. He took it.
Oh, that's crazy.
Ooh. That's a whole nother. Ooh.
I need his address. I can go smack him up like 3 times.
Oh.
Like, that.
I just want to say I'm sorry for him. That's horrible. I
mean,
no matter what, with him, that was supposed to be y'all's name with him.
That was my name, period. Like, I always...
But it's crazy because at the end of the day, like, every time he looks at that little girl for taking the name that you had, he should think of you.
Right.
Because, I mean, me personally, names are, like, of the majority of names, I named my son's name is Elias, and it took a lot to get a name like that because there was always somebody affiliated with some sort of name, and for him to do that blatantly, that's like, it's almost like he wants to remember who you are, you know, and... Whoever
because
the mother
he chose
is,
a name.
I know she's not aware. She can't be aware of where that name came from.
That's the thing. Like, I chose a name. He chose a name. He didn't even use the name he chose. He chose mine.
Well, that right there goes to show he's still thinking about you, and that's an asshole move for his son, for his daughter's mom, because it's like, dude, like, you have a child with me forever. My child is going to be associated with another woman. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And Irene.
That's a good one, yo.
Did any of you guys find like the Hurricane Irene's Twitter?
Not I.
Oh my god, it's so horrible. It's so bad. They have her. She's like, I'm a ghetto ass bitch, and I'm coming to blow New York away.
Wow, that's fucking crazy.
Only on the East Coast. That's an East Coast hurricane, right?
And I need a PSA really quick because I'm sick and tired of these punk-ass Floridians and Caribbean people and Californians trying to shit on New York talking about we're punk. You guys need to realize, like, New York is built a certain way. We're not supposed to have hurricanes, one. And Florida doesn't have buildings that are, like, over 2 feet. So they don't really have nothing to worry about. Like, we do need to worry. We have everybody.
Yeah, we do, and we have subways. We have low-lying areas in California. All they got is the trolley and the BART. So, no, that's fucking bullshit. I lived out there. Fuck all them and that bullshit. I'm going to say that
lie. I lived out there, too. I lived in Florida as well. And, like, yeah. Everybody's making a comp. It's not a competition. It's New York City, okay? I stand
exactly.
For New York.
Well, I think y'all are just mad. Hold on. I feel kind of alone out here on the West.
Yeah, nobody's fast over it. You guys are good. Like, but here, like, I've been through so many hurricanes in the South and South Carolina and things like that. So this is crazy because New York is not that big of an island, so we're going to see what happens. Okay.
So, let's podcast with that, if you don't mind, ladies. You know, we know our room is making noise right now, but... Right now, it's about Jazz the Rapper. But yeah, just introduce yourself. Let the people know.
Is it bad out there right now? Can y'all let me know what it's like outside right now?
We got
now?
A little
like,
bit of rain. That's
it feels
it's
really
a small,
good, but
little
it's raining.
Right now. But it's going to get worse as the night goes on. But it's not bad right now. Like right now, I got a little bit of wind, a little bit of rain, nothing too bad in my area. And I'm in Canarsie. For those of y'all in Canarsie, what's up in Brownsville? What's up, baby? We hit Brownsville today. What's hot as popping up there?
I saw some idiots with surfboards.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, cool. So
that's
like I
major.
Said, yeah,
I mean, that's major. What are they? I mean, I don't know how they put like out here for earthquakes. They have like they'll be like, oh, it's like 4 point whatever. Like how do they?
Well,
detect?
right now it's a level one hurricane, and the wind
okay.
is dropping down.
So does that mean that's good? I mean, not good.
Not
any hurricane is good.
It's not bad. Yes, level one is good. The problem is that it's the size of Hurricane Katrina, and it was moving at about 14 miles per hour. So the problem with that is that we're going to get some flooding because the rain is going to be pouring down so consistently because of the size of the hurricane and the slow speed that it's traveling at. So like I said, level one is usually pretty good, but the fact that we have low-lying areas and subways, and they
yeah,
were
exactly.
saying that water has reached our well level. So
we
right now, our and,
no power
and
out
and
is.
Yeah,
you
the
know how New York City gets when the power is off? That's like Loop City.
All right. Like I said, let's get into the artist. You know the hurricane is making noise. Ladies, like free game video. We're still hopping. Jazz the Rapper's in the building.
You're not even supposed to be on here tonight.
Look, but I'm here, okay?
But you shouldn't be hosting. You should be calling in.
Okay, but like I said, let's
I think
get
it's a
good
balance because we just talk all night.
Yo, he's being so rude. Like, we could carry this show for like 3 hours, whatever. Irene, fuck you, bitch. Bring it.
Yes, we can carry on the show, but like I said, let's get into the music. Let's get into the artist, please. I'm
okay, well, go
out.
Ahead.
I ain't saying I'm backing out. Y'all ladies, y'all got it. Y'all got it. Jazz Rappers in the building. Y'all got it.
Hi, Jazz.
Hi.
What's up, Gully? Is Gully still on the line? I thought he had hung up or something.
Can you give us a Hurricane Irene freestyle? Can you do that for us?
A what?
Oh, yeah.
A Hurricane Irene freestyle.
No, we're giving her too much attention. I'm not making no music about her. It's enough.
I mean, but you're going to have to do that sometimes in your career, right?
Making music about a hurricane?
Making music about things that get too much attention.
You're right, but not right now.
Uh-oh.
Wait, what is your name? This is a new artist. I'm so sorry. I'm, like, gone. What's your name?
Jazz the Rapper.
Jazz the Rapper. Okay, since this is Ladies Night, what would you like to talk about? What would be your topic?
Since this is what night?
Ladies Night.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, I was expecting to just talk about, well, at least for my portion, just to talk about what I'm doing and what I'm trying to do and stuff like that. I didn't really have anything in particular.
Okay, well, if you're feeling that way, like, you know, you're a female artist. You know how the game is going right now. Basically, Nicki Minaj has a good rap on the whole situation. Like, I mean, how do you feel as a female artist coming up? And, I mean, from your swag that I'm hearing already, you're not that pretty girl, prissy bullshit-ass rap. You're on that grown woman, we bout this rap. That's how I hear from your voice. I mean, how do you feel about the state of the music industry and hip-hop as far as it's concerned with female rappers? I mean, where's your position on that? How do you feel?
Well, obviously, it's all about sex selling with the females. And it is wrong that it has come down to that. But at the end of the day, you can't change that. All you can really do is go, well, all I can really do is go my lane. My lane is not about that. I mean, I like to look pretty, but that's not the message I'm giving off. Like, I'm not trying to be a sex symbol or nothing. I'm just rapping because that's what I love to do. At the same time, it is some girls that fall for that whole sex thing, and that's on them. But me, I'm just holding my own.
Okay. We got Black. We got some music from Jazz. Let's hear some.
Let's hear it.
We'll be right back. Hit us up 3478574203
Tonight on 3 Game Radio. We'll be right back. You ever be in a party, the club, and it's just this one dude that all on your back, like, why are you on me? There's other girls in here. I know I look good, but damn.
It's Jazz, babe, what you know about that? Still a little groove, so I'm dancing to the track. One dance with me, and I got him coming back. Why he all up on me? Like the way I bring it back, nah. He made his way through the crowd. He's talking in my ear, but the music too loud. Nicks is on point, so I'm getting kind of wild. And he all up on me, I think he wanna take it down. But nah, I ain't with all that. It's a million other chicks in this room full back. Tell my girls to relocate, we all back. He's trying to get me back, so we toast a couple more stacks. But that ain't gon' get me. I ain't a gold digger, money don't tempt me. Now I'm a little loose, feeling kinda tipsy. Disappear in the crowd, he's still tryna get me. Back up off me. Back up off me. I know you like it cause I'm dancing kinda naughty, but that don't mean I'm with you all night. Back up off me. Back up off me. Back up off me. I know you like it cause I'm dancing kinda naughty, but that don't mean I'm with you all night. Back up off me. I'm squeezing my way through the dance floor, but I know the T on my back like a dance floor.
Damn.
I don't want him on me. What this man thought? Maybe another dance will give him a slim chance. Or
nah,
he wanna buy me a drink. And I ain't never cuffing in the club. What he think? Even though these other chicks ain't got nothing on me, go dance to one of them. Stop hunting for me. You really tryna get some numbers, play the lotto. Me and my girlie sick just like models. We give him no play, he just look good. And he tryna get it, so we off a couple more bottles. But that ain't gon' get me. I ain't a gold digger, money don't tempt me. Now I'm a little loop, feeling kinda tipsy. Disappear in the crowd, he's still tryna get me. Back up off me. Back up off me. I know you like it cause I'm dancing kinda naughty, but that don't mean I'm with you all night. Back up off me. Back up off me. Back up off me. I know you like it cause I'm dancing kinda naughty, but that don't mean I'm with you all night. Back up off me.
It seems I'm the type of chick that fellas always want a piece of me, like a Kit Kat.
They all on me, and it needs to get
get back. Chillin' by the bar, so he bought a whole rack.
Word?
I'm feeling nice, but you ain't the right one.
Nah.
Your friend you came with is who I might want. Here's what you do first. Get your Mac up. You're standing too close, homeboy. You need to back up. Back above me. He say I look good when if I taste like coffee. He think he gon' get it cause the drinks that he bought me. But he got another thing coming, cuz. That ain't gon' get me. I ain't a gold digger, money don't tip me. Now I'm a little loose, feeling kinda tipsy. Disappear in the crowd, he still trying to get me. Back above me. Back above me. I know you like it cause I'm dancing kinda naughty, but that don't mean on what you want. All night, back above me. Back above me. Back above me. I know you like it cause I'm just a kind of naughty, but that don't mean I'm with you all night. Back above me.
Yes, we're back, ladies' night. All the ladies pregame radio in the building tonight. It's a good thing. We got Jazz the Rapper in the building. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. And now I'm backing out because it's ladies' night. Go ahead, ladies.
All right.
What was the name of that track?
That song was called Back Above Me.
Okay, I definitely hear a lot of potential, Mama. How long you been doing what you do?
Well, I started when I was 13. I'm 19 right now.
Wow, you're not.
Where are you from?
Huh?
Right.
Where
are you from? I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, stand up. We're part of Brooklyn, baby.
I'm from Canarsie, but I live in East New York.
All right, I'm from Brownsville. I live in Canarsie. Canarsie stand up. East New York stand up. Brownsville stand up.
Flatbush. There you
are. Yeah, but you know, I'm a big comparative person. I always compare people to somebody else, which is sometimes ammo to make your own image. But I hear a little taste of Remy Ma up in there. Who are your influences as far as music, especially with the women in the industry? It's Ladies' Night. Who we have to stand up on tonight?
Well, you're definitely right. I listen to Rem a lot. But other than that, I don't really listen to any females. I'm a fan of Lauryn Hill, but I'm not too big on the females. I'm not too big on them.
All right, so you're not big on the females. We know it's Ladies' Night. It's all right. You want to celebrate with the fellas. Who, as far as the fellas, are your interest that you listen to in the music industry and in your iPod right now? Or who are you repeating in your head? Who are you simulating when you're inside of the studio? What's up?
Well, I'm a big fan of Fabolous, Eminem, and Jadakiss. Those are, my top three. But, honestly, I listen to a lot of, rappers, but those are definitely my top three, but I don't really, discriminate, I guess, so I listen to a lot of them, but...
You know what? Just what you said, and I just gotta ask, because everybody has an opinion on this, but what are your thoughts on Nicki Minaj? How do you look at her as a female MC? What do you think of her music and how she presents herself?
I like her.
That was very
huh?
clap, bravo.
That was very calm.
No, I do, because I know people, some people, when people ask about Nicki Minaj, they always have a strong opinion, yo, I hate her, or, oh my God, I love her. I mean, she's cool
right,
to me.
Right.
I liked her before she, became mainstream, but at the same time, I feel like when she became mainstream, she changed, and it's still good to me. It's entertaining. That's what people listen to music for. And as far as her being an MC, I feel like she's taking the pop route because that's where money is at. But at the same time, I still like her, though. I respect her.
Okay. I definitely was bad. I just want to know.
Yeah.
So where are you?
Oh, go ahead, Oli. I'm sorry, honey.
No, I was just going to ask, where are you taking this music thing? What do you see yourself doing? Where are you
Like, what are you doing right now with it, and what do you, like, what
do you
perform?
Do you have shows?
Well, I dropped my first mixtape 2 years ago, when I was 17, and I'm in school, so it was kind of hard for me to, like, work on my music and be in school and work at the same time. So I wouldn't say, I put the music on hold. I was still writing, but I wasn't working on any projects. But right now I'm working on my second mixtape. And I actually did something. I did a risk with my career because, like, earlier this year I actually started battling, like, rap battling. And you know how they say once you start battling, it gets you stuck there. But I did it because I knew that it would get my name up. And it definitely worked. I had two battles. And I took a break. My last battle was in March. I took a break, and since then I've been working on my second mixtape, Grande. So that should be out before the end of this year, whatever.
I have a question. Have you tried out for any reality shows or possibly, like, you know, BET, Sweet Top Friday, to go after, you know, the title that Blind Fury swept with last year? I mean, is there anything that you're trying to attain as far as television?
I mean, a lot of people been telling me, oh, I should go on 106 and Pulse, but I wasn't even really trying to do that. Like, I really wasn't. I was just trying to work on my music. And I know that would be a great platform, obviously, but I'm not even trying to. I don't know, like, reality shows, I don't know. I'm trying to do music in school right now because I got to finish school, and then I'll probably, like, do other things like TV, radio, and everything else that'll boost my career.
Okay, I heard you talk about school a whole lot, and I also heard you mention your age. You're only 19. What advice do you have for a lot of young people in this industry? Because, I mean, I've been seeing people my age, and I'm not going to say what that is, but my age and older, breaking into the industry. You know what I'm saying? After putting in, you know, long, hard work, you said you've been in the industry since, you know, 13, you've been really doing this thing for the last 6 years. But what advice do you have for young people your age that are afraid to take that step and decide, hey, I'm really trying to do this seriously?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest. School, like, you know, sometimes it's like you got to go to school, but at the same time with some people, school is just not for them. But if you, no matter what you do, if you're trying to really make it, just put your all into it. Like, don't let nobody tell you you can't do it, because at the end of the day, your hard work is going to pay off. Somebody's going to see you working that hard, and they're going to believe in you. So all you got to do is just work hard, keep your confidence up, and your work ethic, make it crazy, and you should make it. You should be good.
That's a good message for the ladies. There definitely would have been ladies like, you know, self-empowerment, ladies. Do for yourself and let a man do when you want him to, not when you need him to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely the ladies.
Do
like,
make your own way for yourself, stand up for yourself. You know, just be the best woman you can be.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Ladies got to be strong because, I mean, not only with rap, but it's a lot of fields in life where it's like men are dominant, so you know you gotta hold your own when you're a female, and it looks even better when you're really doing that.
That's definitely, you know, what I'm agreeing with. I agree with that 110%. And do we have another track for you to spend tonight?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's go ahead and hit him up style with that right there, because I'm already loving the direction she's going. She can't go wrong right now with him.
Yes, go on, go on.
Yeah. It's Jack. And hi, Dustin. See, I've been chillin', tryna stay low, still stacking that dough. How they see me, say what's up, so love, but that don't mean they know. They knows I does this, but they love me, and you know why. Bars on deck, I got them all drunk on this boat ride. Cause see, I'm wavy now, so I know you're hurting me. Say I'm mad corny, but those words are never hurting me. For every hater, I got their fans, that's busy quoting me. My name in your mouth, so some relevance, you notice me. I'm killing with that Meek Millie flow, really though. Shorty think they
day competition. I don't mind these silly hoes. It kills me though. Y'all know my slogan. Every day is grind paid. Work hard day and night. Don't care what time stays. Now on Twitter and YouTube, but started off from MySpace. Comments on pages. Now look at the grind that a time made. Niggas use the same game. I'm like, for real, yo. He said he wanna wipe me up. He got a chill though. I'm married to them dead white men. I got a sick fetish. Don't holler if you holding cash. You better get credit. About to have a game on lock. I need to get dreaded. Cropping fake hoes out with Photoshop. Give them a quick edit. If I ain't been said it, what? Yo, I does this. Don't ask exactly what this that I do. It's no discussion. I'm sorry if you not used to me yet. Just get adjusted. Like, bob your head and listen with that face that looks disgusted. My pocket's fat, so till they sing, I will not stop. I see you looking at everything that I got. Oh, you mad cause you broke and you cannot cop. It's no joke, you playing with them numbers. This ain't hot. Got swag, it's just top notch. A-okay, messing with a lame is Chris Brown. Ain't no way. Like alarm clock.
What's up, sir?
Bitch, I go up. Grind pays, ho. And hard work the cost. Said I go off. Said I go off. Grind pays, ho. And hard work the cost.
It's real talk, too.
It's jazz, and I'm my husband.
Yes, we're back. Free Game Radio Ladies Night. Got some jazz to rap in the building. All the ladies in here, it's a good night. Already getting text messages and Facebook hit us saying good ladies might be filling the show. So that is what it is. And once again, I'm stepping out. Ladies, y'all got this.
I have a public service announcement to anyone in the borough of Brooklyn, which is where I'm at right now, Northern Canarsie. The rain is getting heavy. The wind is getting a little stronger. Take everything you have inside. Get your kids away from the windows. Buckle down and get ready for the storm because it's getting ready to get hot right now. Like, please, everybody, be safe. I pray that I can hear from you guys again on Friday. Everybody, all of our listeners, I don't want anybody to be missing. So please, be safe. Make sure if you got bottles in the house, run some water from your tap. Make sure that you're set up because right now shit's about to get real. So there's some apocalyptic shit that the world's going to end next year, but, you know, get ready for this right now, all right, please. I'm done.
Okay. Hey, all well and good. You know. Oh, man, I tell you, I love the winners with you tonight. All right, so let's keep it going with this interview with Jazz the Rapper here, you know, as you get ready to pop these down here, Free Game Radio.
Point blank, period. I like that, you know, she's free game approved for me, so that's all I got to say about that.
Thanks.
I mean, that's me, for me, just for me, you know.
Yeah, no, Jazz, so you said you mentioned that you battled and everything. Like, share some experiences, you know, as a female battling. I mean, I know you don't usually come across very many other female MCs or whatever that you battle. So how is it, like, you know what I'm saying, when you battle men, everything like that, do you see a difference? Do they treat you differently? Do they come at you a little harder? Or do they come at you weaker? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I haven't battled guys. I battled in a battle league called Queen of the Ring, and it's all female. So you just, some of them are good, some of them are bad, some of them are nice. You just battle whoever's in that league. I mean, it is hard to find a good female that raps, because, you know, like, when you make music, it's totally different from battling. Like, there's some girls that's good at battling, but their music isn't that good. And there's some people that make good music, but they just don't know how to transform into a battle rapper.
Yes.
So I took a risk my first time doing it. I took a risk, but I felt like I could do it because I'm a fan of battle rap, like, with the guys. So when I did it, I created a big buzz because I was good at it. So it surprised people to see a girl doing it.
I'm nice and all.
Yeah. That's good. We're going to do another Jazz the Rapper track. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. It's Ladies Night. All the ladies of Pregame Radio are here. Jazz the Rapper's in the building. We're all chilling. Hit us up.
They call me Miss Look Too Good. They call me Miss Look Too Good. They call me Miss Look Too Good. If you wanna call me that, no problem, you could. Not hot to ditty, but not too hood. You say your girl hot as me? Nah, you good. A pair of bugs on me, I am too fly. Home woman coming soon, I need a new guy. I've been married to the cake, she a new bride. Too much money and honeys, I need a new hob. And looking good just might be a hobby. Who do it like me? There really is nobody. Part of me, I may act just a little snobby though. Or snotty, just let me wipe my nose. They be like, hey, Miss Good Looking, tell me, are you taking? If not, are you looking? Chicks mad at me, I am not to blame. They call me out of this so much, I damn near forgot my name. They like, hey, Miss Look Too Good, tell me, how you doing, Miss Look Too Good? They like, hey, Miss Look Too Good, tell me, where you going, Miss Look Too Good? They call me Miss Look Too Good. They call me Miss Look Too Good. They call me Miss Look Too Good. Wanna know why? Cause I look too good. I'm bad like these on report cards. Don't I hold it down like these in a sports bra? I don't show up, I stay low like a sports car. See my look good with no makeup, I support y'all. I don't need no compliments and confidence. No question if I look good, it's like common sense. I walk with a shirt, but never am I modeling. I see they liking it, so now these hoes following. And anything look good on me. A fella ain't tryna trick, I spit that good OG. Hey, and they do, but don't like them good on me. Cause I can get that dirty money from a hood OG. Hey, they be like, hey, Miss Good Looking, tell me, are you taking? If not, are you looking? Chicks mad at me, I am not to blame. They call me out of this so much, I damn near forgot my name. They like, hey, Miss Look Too Good, tell me, how you doing, Miss Look Too Good? They like, hey, Miss Look Too Good, tell me, where you going, Miss Look Too Good? They call me Miss Look Too Good. They call me Miss Look Too Good. They call me Miss Look Too Good. Wanna know why? Cause I look too good. They like, hey, Miss Look Too Good. Tell me how you doing, Miss Look Too Good. They like, hey, Miss Look Too Good. Tell me where you going, Miss Look Too Good. They call me Miss Look Too Good. They call me Miss Look Too Good. They call me Miss Look Too Good. Wanna know why? Cause I look too good.
I'm liking with the braids or rocking with the waves, and rocking they look good. I will take them any day. I like them LBGs. Them LBGs. Them LBGs. Liking, rocking, dolphin, please. They say that my skin is the right and ride. I never had one. Is there red bones in the sky tonight? With some fresh braids, hair looking nice. All eyes on them, cause they be looking right. I wonder if they like their pretty girl's bag. Got that clean look, I guess I like that pretty boy swag. Fizz Babby prop them pretty boy tags. And a pretty girl like me is what a pretty boy should have.
that. Diamonds in his ear, wonder if he can make a moan in his ear. Fly from the sea, give him room, make a clear. Know you running over there, but you coming over here. I love them light skin, but listen to me closely. LBD, it don't matter, I just want one of those.
I like them light skin with the braids, or dark skin with the braids. Brown skin, they look good, I will kiss them any day. I like them LBD. Them LBD.
Them LBD.
Light skin, brown skin, dark skin, please.
So now it's on to the next one. I'm talking about that brown skin, caramel complexion. They can have braids or bald head or even waves. Either way, it don't matter. I will take them any day. They got the upper hand. I mean, just a little. Not too light, not too dark, but right in the middle. I can't go wrong with that. I ain't tripping by. I'm superwoman, and the brown skin is my kryptonite. It's a fair game, baby. Ain't no room for cheating. I want that TLC, baby. Ain't no room for creeping. I love them brown skins, but listen to me closely. LBD, it don't matter. I just want one of those.
I like them light skin with the braids, or dark skin with the waves. Brown skin, they look good. I will kiss them any day. I like them LBD. Them LBD.
Them LBD.
Them LBD. Light skin, brown skin, dark skin, please.
Dark skin. Talk a little, even talk. Waves on swim with the swag of some bosses. I know they saying what they mean, they ain't just talking. Feeling all attention, passing by, just walking. Cause how they say it? Tall, dark, and handsome. Dark chocolate, well, I want me a handful. They got that smooth skin, nice smile. All the fellas take notes, you should write it down. And who the hell had the nerve to say they played out? Don't listen to them, honey, just let it fade out. I love them dark skins, but listen to me closely. LBD, it don't matter, I just want one of those.
I like them light skin with the braids, or dark skin with the braids. Brown skin, they look good, I will kiss them any day. I like them LBD.
Them
LBD.
Them LBD.
Them LBD. Light skin, brown skin, dark skin, please.
Yeah, we're all back, pregame radio. Brooklyn Black Jazz, the rapper, have been in the building, always rocking. Yo, I dig Jazz's production. Like, she, you know, remember that was that time when Nori and the Neptunes, they couldn't do wrong when they got together. It seems whatever producer you link up with, they compliment. Like, she compliment the beat, and the beat compliments what she's doing, so, like, it just evens out the message real well, and I dig it. And that was on both of the songs, even though they, you know, they were different, but it just seemed like you probably cranked them out like when I, right after each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like I said, I did your whole movement. Let the people know where they can hear more of your music.
You could go to YouTube, type in Jazz the Rapper, Jazz with one Z, and the rapper is spelled regular, and like, everything with me is going to come up, music, videos, my battles, interviews, blogs, like anything that has to do with me, just type in Jazz the Rapper, Jazz with one Z, and you shall find it. And my Twitter is Jazz the Rapper, Jazz with one Z. And yeah, I'm on Twitter a lot, so you can find me on there.
All right. So, like I said, thank you. I appreciate you. When's your next mixtape coming out?
It should be out by the end of this year.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate you coming through. It's been great. Of course, you're more than welcome to come back any other time. Whenever you got new stuff, just let me know. And of course, we'll link it up, get it up on there, all right?
All right. Thank you.
No doubt. You have a good one, Mama.
All right.
All right. So, big shout out to Jazz Rap, everybody she's been working with. She looked like she's had some good things, so it's a great thing when they come to the pregame radio. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Got a couple more throwbacks. It is Michael Jackson's birthday tomorrow. You know, it is his birthday. So, gotta play something from him, you know, just to let him know we still rocking. Tune in, of course, on Mondays, pregame radio presents Real Talk with Lucky Me, which will be going down. Also, we also got Webster Steel Ebb show is coming out real soon, so of course stay posted with us. And we'll just, you know, like I said, keep me posted. But as right now, rock up to this joint. We get ready to shut it down. It's Pretty Game Radio, ladies' night.
Thank you. like the boys in the band. She knows when they come to town. Every musician's fan. After the curtain comes down, she waits at backstage doors for those who have prestige, who promise fortune and fame, a life that's so carefree. She's saying that's okay. Hey baby, do what you want. I'll be your night loving thing. I'll be the freak you can talk.
Monday, we got a pregame radio presents Real Talk with Lucky Me. You'll be back in the building. The voice of Elmira will be live and direct. Next Friday, of course, Saturday, and also we got Ebb's Thursday show in the works. Getting ready to blast off. Hit me up on Twitter, you know, at Brooklyn Black. Follow the show, pregame_radio, Facebook, everything like that. Big shout out to everybody who checked in tonight, Gully Deezy, Jazz the Rapper. Of course, the ladies of pregame radio, where would I be without you crazies in my circle? So I definitely appreciate it. I love all of y'all. Tune in next weekend. I'm on that throwback mode, so that's how we're going to bob out to you guys. Please, if you want the East Coast, be safe. I ain't got to tell you not chicken drop because I ain't going nowhere, but please be safe. You know what I'm saying? Hope you got everything you needed before they're closed up and shut down, because this winter, this rain about to pick up, and it's no joke, all right? You guys be safe, and I'll see y'all next week. Watch your mouth. I know you're clean, but you're about to. When you see it.
shutdown sequence.